With Steve Scher, I'm Marcy Silman. It's been 10 days since Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 went missing. Investigators still have more questions than they do answers about the missing plane. As they continue the search, it helps to know about the Boeing 777 jet itself. Technology on board the plane provides some information to investigators. John Ostrower is an aviation reporter for the Wall Street Journal. He's been covering the missing plane since its disappearance. John Ostrower, hello.
Hello.
So Malaysian officials have come out with a new statement today. What do they say about this plane now?
Well, it's a bit of conflicting information at this point. So on Saturday afternoon in Malaysia, the prime minister presented what appeared to be the most definitive factual statement about the aircraft we had seen thus far. He determined from the ongoing investigation and shared that it appeared that the airplane was intentionally diverted. And that was due to several factors, including the location of the aircraft against military radar after it disappeared during its flight across the Gulf of Thailand. That also was driven by some changes in the transponder system when it was deactivated and it disappeared from radar. So even before that, as it crossed the coast of Malaysia heading toward Beijing, a key reporting system was shut off, or was said to be shut off, that preceded the final radio call from the aircraft. So that led both investigators and certainly all those watching this unfold that something onboard the aircraft had begun before the contact was even lost. Today, we see that the Malaysian government has actually amended that and said, well, no, actually, the last reporting message came at that point when it crossed the coast, but we don't know specifically when it was turned off.
What we do know is that the 777 airplane itself has two transponders and five radios on board. What do they do?
So each is kind of a different flavor depending on what you actually want to do with the aircraft. So, for example, there's your standard radios when the aircraft is flying over land, communicating with en route control towers or approach control towers, and those are sort of the normal types of communication. So you've also got different types of communications that operate when you're not in contact. So, for example, high frequency radio when you're either near the North Pole, for example, and you need to talk to, say, Northern Canadian ATC towers or Russian towers on the other side who can only hear you by this really, really high frequency radio, and same as well across the ocean, across the Atlantic specifically. So there's that type of communications, but the one in particular here that's really important is satellite communications. And on the satellite communications, they run the system called ACARS, which is essentially an aircraft reporting system. It's like Twitter for airplanes. They're sending short messages back to in some cases it's Boeing, some cases it's Airbus, some cases it's the engine manufacturer, some cases it's the airlines, about the health of the airplane. So those automatic check-ins will provide a good guide for airlines as they go on.
So these are automatic check-ins. Do pilots have any control whether they're off or on?
Well, specifically in regard to ACARS, yes, they do. They can turn the system on and off through a series of keystrokes in the flight management computer. Think like a really big, fat tablet with a really chunky keyboard on it.
Mm-hmm.
And each flight management computer has essentially running different apps, and it's a very rudimentary interface than we're used to with certainly our modern smartphones. So it has apps like flight planning. It has apps like controlling your engine thrust on takeoff, your weight and balance, all of those different things. So in this particular case, it would be the reporting system that appeared, at least until before today, had actually been deactivated by someone before that last radio call came.
I'm talking with John Ostrower, who is the aviation reporter for the Wall Street Journal. You mentioned in the case of the transponders and the radios, the pilot had control, and the satellite system as well?
So this gets is where it gets a little bit tricky. The after the aircraft dropped off of civilian radar in the middle of the Gulf of Thailand, the aircraft made a sharp turn to the west, and what we know is that it kept flying for an additional 6.5 hours. How exactly do we know that? Well, when a satellite system is running and connected to a satellite that's 22,000 miles above the surface of the Earth, what will happen is after a while, if the ground station that runs all of the satellite communications doesn't hear from the aircraft for a while, says, hey, are you still awake? Are you still able to respond to our calls and send data? So essentially what they have is a ping, and that little ping goes up into space and then back down and hits the airplane. And the airplane says, can either respond, say no, I can't, and I won't send anything, or it will say, yeah, I'm fine, I'm here, I'm ready to send data. So that ping went straight back up to the satellite and then back down to the ground station. So that has been the guide for investigators. Those pings went on for an additional 6.5 hours. The last contact with the aircraft was a ping at just a little bit past 8 a.m. Malaysia time. So that's about 7.5 hours after the aircraft actually departed for Beijing. So those pings have been used to very, very roughly approximate where the aircraft may have gone. To break it down in kind of the most basic terms, it's trigonometry on steroids here. So you're dealing with so many different variables and assumptions, like the last speed of the aircraft, how much fuel it will burn, its last altitude, and you're accounting for both the curve of the Earth and its what is essentially its relative angle on either side of the satellite. So the satellite itself can't tell you which direction the ping is coming from, but what it can tell you is how long the ping took to get to you.
Wow. Well, John Ostrower, this is like the biggest high-tech mystery, and we will follow it and the process of the investigators tracing those pings and read your coverage in the Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
John Ostrower has been reporting on Boeing and other aviation questions for the Wall Street Journal for a while. That Malaysia Airlines 777 is still missing. It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman with Steve Scherr.